W.C. White to Friend, September 8, 1911. Sanitarium, California, September 8, 1911. Dear Friend, The annual conference and camp meeting of the Southern California Conference was held at Long Beach, August 7 to 20, 1911. There were 160 delegates present, representing 47 churches. The membership of the conference is about 3,000. After 4 days of conference work, the camp meeting proper continued 10 days. There were 400 tents, occupied by about 1,600 people. There were many excellent speakers and teachers at the meeting, and the people were very faithful in their attendance at the meetings. The conference decided to take over the Paradise Valley Sanitarium. One day, Elder Irwin told the story of the Friedensaw meeting, and the people subscribed nearly $11,000 for foreign missions. A few days before, they had subscribed over $5,000 to the Negro work. The Sabbath school offerings were $900. During the meeting, over $20,000 was raised for various lines of work. And of this, $17,000 goes outside of the conference. Loma Linda. The annual meeting of the College of Medical Evangelists was held at Loma Linda, August 21st and 22nd. The reports of the year's work ending June 30th, 1911, were very encouraging. Nearly 700 patients had been cared for at the sanitarium, and also a great number of transient guests. During January, a large number of patients who made application were turned away because there was no place for them in either the main building or the cottages. The new ladies' dormitory, a well-planned, concrete building with a large parlor and 60 individual rooms, provides accommodations for about 100 helpers and students. And two new cottages will house the families of two of the physicians, recently added to the college faculty. But the natural growth of the work of the college, including the sanitarium, is very rapid at this stage of its experience, and unless the men's dormitory can be built during the next 3 months, the students will again be overcrowded, and patients will be turned away for lack of room. Surely this ought not be. Thus far, the institution has greatly exceeded our highest expectations in the matter of financial success. During the 2 years ending June 1907, when as a sanitarium it was just getting organized and ready for work, there was a loss of $2,498.57. During the 2 years following, there was a gain of $3,178.24. The next year's work showed a gain of $4,006.95. During the year closing June 1910, the medical faculty had been greatly strengthened, a medical college incorporated, and 11 students had taken their first year of studies in the 5-year medical course. On the faculty for that year, there were 4 physicians, 3 Bible teachers, and several other teachers of the sciences and languages. At the meeting held May 6th to 12th, the institution was reorganized, and both college and sanitarium work were included in the College of Medical Evangelists of Loma Linda, and the supervision of the institution passed from a limited number of Pacific Coast brethren to a body of representative men of the General Conference and 6 of the stronger Union conferences. At this time, plans were laid for greatly strengthening the faculty of the college and for the erection of the most necessary buildings. It was estimated that the next year's work in the collegiate department would cost $5,000 for its income. The necessarily large expense of bringing the new teachers to Loma Linda and the salaries of a strong faculty for the teaching of a small band of students indicated this. Therefore, to provide for this and for the purchase of necessary laboratory equipment for the year, $8,000 were asked for from the General, the Union, and the local conferences. But God so blessed the collegiate department that its losses for the year were only $3,190.50. At the same time, the sanitarium department was so abundantly favored that it earned enough to cover this loss and to give, in addition, a clear gain of $5,795.41. Consequently, all the money raised during the year in donations for Loma Linda has been used to pay for equipment and buildings and is added to the actual worth of the institution. Future prospects. The question will arise, can we hope for similar prosperity in future years? Not unless we provide for the natural growth of work. At whatever cost is necessary, the work of this college must be thorough, broad, and first class in every way. During the last year, the faculty was a strong one. Its 13 members included 8 physicians, 2 ministers giving Bible and pastoral training, 2 persons teaching science and language, and 1 teaching sanitarium methods. This year, 3 physicians have been added, and the faculty will number 16. Next year, and the year following, additions must be made to the faculty as classes are added. To offset the increased expense of 1912, there must be an increase in tuitions of about $4,000. Can this be secured? Undoubtedly it can, if provision is quickly made to accommodate the new students who are ready to come. This will mean making provision for about 30 new students in the medical course, and 30 more in the nurses' training course, the special missionary course, and the cooks and bakers course. Some students have families. Therefore, we shall need additional room for as many as 70 or 80 persons on the students' account. But this is not all. We must provide room for more patients. The natural development of the sanitarium department calls for additional rooms for at least 40 patients. Loma Linda is growing in popularity, and patients will come in larger numbers each year, if our medical faculty is strong, if our nurses are faithful, and if we provide suitable accommodations. There are 5 well-planned patients' cottages on the hill that are now occupied by students and teachers. If these could be vacated and made ready for patients in December, the pressure for room, felt so keenly last January, would be somewhat relieved, and the earnings of the institution greatly augmented. Thus, you see, if the men's dormitory is built immediately, the new students can be accommodated there, and rooms now occupied in the cottages will be released for patients, whose patronage is needed to help in paying the increasing expenses of the collegiate department. Regarding the progress of the laboratory and the need of the men's dormitory, Dr. Rubel writes, "The laboratory building, when completed, will provide room for all the scientific work of the medical courses for all time. There will be 5 rooms, 23 by 56 feet, for chemistry class work, clinical chemistry, pathology, histology, and physiology. Besides these, there will be 2 offices, a library, a classroom, 2 storerooms, and a room for hydrotherapy demonstration, 44 feet square. The building will consist of 3 stories and basement. It is 56 by 66 feet in dimensions and is built of reinforced concrete. Probably the building will be ready for use at the opening of school. It now looks as though means would be forthcoming for the laboratory, but what shall be done for the men's dormitory? Cottages that should be used for patients are occupied by students. Last year, as many as 25 patients were turned away at one time for lack of room. With a new class in the medical course and a new class in the nurses' course, we may have 50 to 60 more students, and more rooms in the cottages must be used by students unless the men's dormitory is built. We cannot build without means. Where will it come from? If that is the real condition of things, some will say, why do they not proceed at once to build the new dormitory? Here are the reasons for hesitation. The building and furnishing of the woman's dormitory last winter, and the building and furnishing of the large laboratory this summer, have drawn so heavily upon the funds of the institution that it does not seem advisable to begin another building until an appeal can be made to the friends and supporters of this work for financial assistance. We believe that a presentation of the facts regarding the marvelous development of the work at Loma Linda and a study of the future possibilities of this medical college will lead our people to say that the healthy development of the College of Medical Evangelists must not be checked at this critical point in its experience by any failure on our part to provide means for the necessary buildings. Inquiry was made as to what it meant to the medical students in a financial way that the college had orchards, gardens, a bakery, a printing office, a dairy, a farm, and other departments in which students could labor. In answer to this, it was stated the growing work of the institution invited the labor of students, and that during 8 months, from October 1st to June 3rd, $2,700 had been paid to 30 of the 33 medical students in the college. Thus, the average earnings of 30 students during 8 months was $80 each. But of more value than money was the experience gained, and the benefits to health derived from the labor. While the financial problem was being discussed, Elder Burden stated that the sanitarium family have donated to the work at Loma Linda. The gifts of our people in other parts of the Southern California Conference have been very liberal, amounting to more than $16,000. The gifts from our people outside of California have amounted to nearly $7,200. It was also reported that the amount of income received annually from patients at the Loma Linda Sanitarium for the fiscal years beginning with 1906 and ending with June 30, 1911, was as follows. The tuition received from the college students has been as follows. The donations received were as follows. The loss or gains in operating expenses, including settlements of all bills, interest, and depreciations. The present worth each year, exclusive of annuities, was. From the foregoing, it is plainly to be seen that God is favoring the work at Loma Linda in an especial manner, and these blessings bestowed call upon us for hearty cooperation, that they may be effective in behalf of large numbers of patients and students. To this end, you are invited to use your influence to secure gifts for the building fund and long-time loans without interest. Also, to encourage worthy young people to avail themselves of its education advantages. Yours truly, W.C. White.